Chapter 42. Extract from the writings of Abbot Sextus.
The seasons turn slowly with the earth. Red wall stones grow aged and mellow, and I thank fortune that we live peacefully within our abbey. The old ones are still with us, I am happy to say. Joseph, Simeon, Hubert, and old Abbot Bernard. I sat with them this afternoon on the rickety remains of the wooden bell cart in the orchard. We talked of bygone times as we lounged about in the warmth of this long summer. Bag, run, and grub brought us dandelion and burdock cordial to drink. You would not believe what big, well-mannered otters the twins are. And grub, always ready with a joke and a smile, he never changes. I know, because he put otter hot root in my beaker. Bernard and his friends were calling the feast of the bell-raising. What a day! Mariel's father was so proud when we named the bell after him, the Joseph Bell, though we would not sit at the head of the table. No, Joseph insisted on sitting with Tarquin and his wife, Rosie. Ah, that was a feast my stomach still remembers. Cellarmaster Dorry Quill and his assistant, old Gabriel, produced the finest October ale I ever drank. Friar Cocklebur made a bell-shaped fruit cake as big as the Joseph Bell itself. Friar Alder and his trag trainees did as proud too. There were more trifles, tarts, puddings, salads, cheeses and breads than you could shake a twig at. Oak Tom and his wife, Tree Rose, say that the feast might have lasted a whole season had it not been for Flag the Otter, Rosie and Tarquin and Mellus and Rawnblade. My word, you should have seen those creatures eat. You would have thought they were facing a seven-season famine. Well, the bell was finally raised, though a lot more things happened during the 3 days of that feast, I can tell you. Lord Rawnblade explained the badger symbols around the top of the bell to us all. Would you believe it? They told of the coming of the bell to Redwall, even predicting its name, Joseph. The badger rulers of Salamandastron are truly mysterious beasts. Some day I might take a trip there to study the mountain and its caves. Rawnblade gave permission for Rosie and Tarquin to range the lands freely, and they have formed an organisation called the Fur and Foot Fighting Patrol. Last I heard, they had 12 members, all their own young ones. Roofbrush did a strange thing on the third morning of the feast. He took the sword of Martin the Warrior, strapped it to his back, and climbed to the roof of the abbey. Yes, right up to the very top of Redwall. What a climb! Roof placed the sword on the arm of the weather vane and tied it there. What a curious thing to do. Brother Simeon told me that Roof had been spending a lot of time staring at our grand tapestry of Martin. So it occurs to me that our warrior may have visited Roof in his dreams. Roofbrush is now our bell ringer, still as strong and silent as ever. I am very close to Roof. He is a true friend to me, always ready to step in and settle disputes. Though they are few and far between at Redwall, I think Burgo will become the new Formole. The old fellow spends his days drinking, eating and playing with the dibbins. He is a great favourite among the little ones. I miss Dandin and Marielle very much, and sometimes I dream of them. They went off, you know. The peaceful abbey life was not for them, they said. One morning we awoke to find they had gone south in search of adventures. Joseph merely smiled and said that they would return some day. But Mother Mellus moped about for half a season. She loved that pair very much. Sometimes I wish that I had not been born with a sense of duty. and my serious nature, I would have liked to travel with them, but it was not to be.